Ruby Lake Resort, you're speaking with Bryony.
This is Joe Wilson speaking. Can I speak with Sean?
Sean's not in at the moment, but you're speaking with the manager. Is this, are you calling from Orbit Design?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can I speak for Giorgio?
Giorgio is also not here. He's away on holiday at the moment, so it's going to be me that you're dealing with from now on.
Okay.
I don't know, what's your position within the company, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm the manager.
Okay. Basically, the website that was launched the other day doesn't work at all. I'm having loads of people call saying that they can't book, and that a lot of the information is incorrect. Also, the prices on there are from last year, and they're not up to date. So basically what's happening is we're losing money and we're losing customers. This has been like an ongoing problem that nobody has the time for here because we're now in peak season. So I would really like to know what the process is to just cancel this whole thing off and get a full refund.
All of the things were finalized from Sean. And that is the reason that we launched a website after he gave us an approval for it.
Well, when I showed him the website yesterday, he said that he didn't approve any of this.
Well, he did approve it, so that is the reason the website is live. And the previous website on Weebly was made that we, copied all of the content and stuff like that from over there, all right? And
Yeah. There
was no any kind of updates provided. So that is the reason we got it online over the internet.
Okay. So Sean's going to be in at 2 o'clock. What time is it with you? Is it 12 in the afternoon?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. So Sean's going to be in a couple of hours. Am I able to call you back then so that we can all talk to each other, like, together? Because he's telling me one thing and then you're telling me the other, so I just want to clarify the situation.
Well, of course,
if he gave you the go-ahead, then that's not your fault at all. It's his. He's saying that he didn't do that, so... I just try to rectify the situation because, as I said, I'm getting quite a lot of calls.
Absolutely. Well, I do understand that because I'm a manager as well. I do get this thing a lot, all right? And you're the manager as well, so, we're on the same page.
Okay, what's the best number to reach you on?
This is the best number that I'm calling you from the company number.
Okay, so 877-291-6606. And what was your name?
Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson. Okay, Joe. Then the other thing is, because we also have a family friend that builds websites, and he said that this is probably going to take a couple weeks to fix. So in the time being, I want to get the domain back so we can put it back on the Weebly website, but it's asking for a code from you guys, an authorization code. Are you able to send that to me by any chance so that I can get the original website up and running for the time being?
Sure. If you can just give me a little time so I can just go ahead and give you the confirmation, will that be okay if you can still with the phone for me?
Yep, of course.
All right. Okay. Just give me a quick minute, okay?
Yep.
Hey there, apologize for a brief hold. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, and what was your name again? My apologies.
My name's Bryony. That's Bryony.
Well, that's a really unique name. All right. Okay. His project manager was Peter. All right. Well, I think that Peter and Sean did have a conversation that Sean wanted the website to be live as it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he'll make the changes by himself. And I'm not sure. All right. But that's what I recall when the website was going live, because I'm the one who sets up the website live, and I consult all of the project managers, like all of the work has been done, nothing needs to be changed or something like that, because once the website goes live, it's hard to go ahead and make the changes live, because it's a live website, right? You might have understand it, all right?
Yeah.
And all right, so my senior developer who has the access for all of the domain name, he's not in at the moment. All right, whenever he gets in, I'll give you a call. Can I have your best callback number so I can give you a call?
Yes. Can you actually call me on my cell number, which is 778?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
793?
Mm-hmm. 9023. All right, I'm going to go ahead and send out a text to you from my cell phone. Let me just pull it up. Let me know if you get it, okay?
Okay.
So we both are on the same page.
Yeah.
Well, this thing happened, so you don't have to worry about it, okay?
Yeah. No worries, just because the phone's being bombarded with phone calls about
really?
The website. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know if you receive a text.
Okay, yeah, I just got it.
You got it? Oh, that was fast.
I got it, yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I sincerely do apologize for whatever happened, right? My sincerest apologies, all right?
Yeah.
But going too deep into it, all right, to fix everything for you guys, okay? You don't have to worry about it, okay? And if you still have anything,
I guess the main thing is just to try and get – I understand that probably the best thing, as you said, because it's live, it's difficult to fix, is to shut it down, like the current one that you guys have done, and put the old one back so that at least our customers can book – and that you guys can fix whatever needs to be fixed before, you know, and then we just switch the domain back.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, because I did recall that Peter was talking to Sean, and he did give an approval, like, hey, just go ahead and set up the website live. The main reason is just to go ahead and get live. We provide him with the hosting server and all. And I was the one who told him about all of the things, all right? And I did compensate him on the hosting server as well. It was of $12.99, but I did provide him for $6.50 only. All right, so that was a huge compensation that I made for him, as he was telling me that the website is late and stuff like that. So that is the reason I went for it.
So apparently there was a payment for $600 the other day.
Yes.
Do you recall
what
that was for?
What was that?
There was a payment made by us the other day for $600. Do you know what that was for?
That was for the hosting server that we usually provide. Yes.
Okay. So like the domain, basically?
No, the hosting server. The domain is something else, and the hosting is something else. The hosting
okay.
is kind of, you can say, a space that you rent for the website to go live. Like, all of the website needs a host, all right? So they can just go ahead and go live. Like, Weebly and Wix and Squarespace, they all provide it, but they do not give you the ownership of the website. They just charge you a subscription fee. Yeah.
Okay, got you. Okay. and how long does that last for?
I think it's for 5 years.
5 years. Okay, thank you so much, Joe. Hopefully I can speak to you soon.
Absolutely. All right, well, do give me a call back whenever you guys are ready so I can explain this more better, okay? No problem.
Okay, Doc. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye.